There was an explosion in Kabul, Afghanistan today in front of the United Nations guest house. The blast shattered windows and injured several people. The explosion took place as the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan was visiting the country. General Tommy Franks is the head of the U.S. military's Central Command based in Tampa, Florida. NPR's Eric Westerveld joins me now from Kabul. Good evening, Eric.
Good evening, Brian.
Today's explosion is the latest in a string of violent incidents in Afghanistan during recent months, even in areas that were thought to have been reasonably secure. What's going on?
Well, this was the first explosion at a UN compound in Kabul, but just a couple weeks ago, someone tossed hand grenades into a UN office in the southern city of Kandahar. No one was injured in that attack, and tonight, luckily, only half a dozen people suffered some minor injuries, but it is really lucky because this is a busy residential area where the UN guest house is located. But, Brian, the capital is still very prone to, you know, bombings, occasional gunfire, and assassinations. You know, despite an international peacekeeping force of some 5,000 troops who patrol the city constantly, and it's still just not a secure place. I mean, you'll remember in Afghanistan in July, Vice President Haji Qadir was assassinated during the daylight right outside his office. That killing hasn't been solved yet. The list really goes on and on. So clearly there are former members of Taliban or Al-Qaeda who want to destabilize the government here.
Let me ask you a little bit about General Frank's visit. What's he doing in Afghanistan and what has he been saying?
Well, he met with members of the International Security Assistance Force. That's the UN peacekeepers I mentioned. He also met with President Hamid Karzai and with U.S. troops, at Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. We asked him at a brief meeting with the media whether he thought the U.S. was focusing its military campaign too much on Afghanistan when many suspect that the bulk of Taliban and Al-Qaeda may have fled to neighboring countries. And he said he thought the U.S. had adequate cooperation from Afghanistan's neighbors to go after these fugitive Taliban and Al-Qaeda. But, Brian, clearly that's not entirely true. The U.S. has labeled Iran as part of an axis of evil, and so relations there aren't good. Turkmenistan has stayed neutral in this, and neighboring Pakistan, while they've been a strong ally, it's not clear really how much more they can do to help, particularly in some of the lawless areas, the Northwest Frontier Provinces, as they're called, where the Pakistani army has little or no authority or control.
Afghan security forces said that they have discovered a suspected Al-Qaeda chemical laboratory in Kabul. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. Afghan intelligence service officials discovered 16 containers of an unknown chemical, along with suspicious documents and some explosives. It was in a Kabul house formerly occupied by a Saudi Arabian aid agency known as Al-Wafa. The U.S. believes Al-Wafa has connections to Osama bin Laden's terrorist operations. And Afghan authorities were pretty quick to call this a terrorist lab, but Brian, it's not clear what kind of chemicals these are, whether they had anything to do with terrorism. So we'll really have to wait to see for more tests to see if these were chemical or biological war agents or just some cleaning supplies in the basement.
NPR's Eric Westerveld in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, Brian.